God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I'm going to jump around, okay? But 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, he's the equivalent of a five-star general in our world. He was a great man with his master. He was honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. So can you imagine being in this great position of responsibility and respect, and you're a leper, which means nobody can approach you and deal with you? You're a leper. Okay, go on, keep going down. It says, and the Syrians had gone out by companies and brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little girl, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria. Listen to this. For he would recover him of his leprosy. You see what she does in verse 3? She tries to cause the family to have faith in the man of God. Now, she's not wrong. She's just doing what she knows. It's like you say, come on, go to church with me, and my pastor will pray for you. Now watch this. Listen to what she says. She says, for would to God that my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of the leprosy. So if he gets to the prophet's going to heal him. And then somebody went in and told Naaman, thus and thus saith the maid that is in the land of Israel. And then the king does some stuff, so forth and so on. And then it says, the king of Israel rent his clothes in the next few verses and got upset because he was being asked to do something out of his ability. And so Naaman now comes down in verse 9, came with his horses and his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him and said, go wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was angry and went away and said, behold, I thought, let's rephrase this, behold, because of what the girl said, I believed that he was going to touch me. He did not think God was going to touch him, or he would not have become angry. He was angry when Elisha didn't touch him. And he said, I thought surely he would have come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Watch now. When faith is shattered, you go back to what you know. He said, aren't the waters in my city better than the waters of the Jordan? And remember, historically, this is when the Jordan was at low tide. So there wasn't much water. It was muddy. Literally, Elisha was saying, go wash in mud. He said, no, I'm going to wash in the sparkling waters that are in Damascus. And he was angry. And the servants came and said, if the prophet had told you to do something hard, wouldn't you have done it? Yes. You know why? Because when you do something hard and you're successful, you say you did it. Go back in your Bible between now and next week, because we're going to continue faith. But now and next week, and look at all the miracles of Jesus. There's a book out about all the miracles of Jesus. Get it and read it. And here's what you're going to see. Jesus never told anybody to do anything hard. Most of the things Jesus told people to do were silly. He's got a man that's born without eye sockets, without eyeballs in his sockets, right? That meant that his lids are closed, probably fused together. Because God is merciful. He's not going to let people see into holes. So his lids are fused together. Jesus goes over to this man who cannot see and makes mud and rubs it on his eye so that even if he could see, now he can't see. And then he gives him a command. Go wash in the Jordan. Now, again, this is where preachers come in, and they try to make it look like the man finds some supernatural way to get to the pool. Jesus just said, go wash in the Jordan. Now, what would you do? You'd ask somebody, take me to the river. Take me to the river. I need your help. You see? Jesus always causes us to respond to something simple. He never said hang upside down from the, you know, somebody with a healing. Come on down here. All right, this is what the Lord wants you to do. Go take your head and put it through that wall. And the migraine's going to be gone. Darn right. Now you're going to have a crushed, cracked skull. No, all of Jesus's healings were very, very simple. Even the man at Bethsaida, they brought the blind man to him. Jesus took him out the city, laid his hand, and said, do you see anything? The man said, I see men as trees walking. Jesus said, that's not right. Pow. The Bible said he laid hands on him again. And the Bible said he saw clearly. Y'all got to get it. You see, he had faith, and when he came out and Jesus touched him, his eyes, he could see. But he could only see what he recognized. Amen. He was not born blind because he could identify men and trees and walking. So when Jesus hit him again, he put the eyes right. And then it says he saw everything clearly. Here's the problem. I would not suggest that you can't see the plan of God, but I would suggest you're looking at it through previous vision, and you need another touch. Because if you look around and look at it from scripture, God is doing something in his church, and we can't see it because we're holding on to old stuff. Our architect has built literally thousands of churches. When I flew out to Indianapolis to meet with him, and I told him that God told me to build this church without a mortgage, he put the pen down, leaned back in his chair. He said, Bishop, in all the times I've been building churches, I have never had anybody tell me that. Because you look through the same eyes. Some of you, when you heard we're going to build the church, you immediately started thinking, I'm going to get out of here because I know they're going to go into a building fund drive and I got to start selling cookies. And all. No, God didn't say do all that. When you walk with God, you afford him the opportunity to demonstrate his power. The reason he could say that to Bethel is because we as a church are chasing him. And when you chase him, strange things happen. I wish I could tell you what he's already done. But see, faith brings you to the level, not for cars and houses and stuff like that, but it brings you to the level of expectation on your life. Listen, bad stuff happens. It's all right. I don't know what he's going to do down the road, so I have faith in him. Not in my car, not in my situation, but in him.
because there's a principle of faith here that we miss when we get caught up in the story. God is not going to do things the way you want him to do. That's why he's called God. But stop trying to find so much to do to take you away from God. Listen, I did not want to stand in this position as pastor. And still, after 30 years, it is the most uncomfortable thing I was called to do. But I couldn't stop it because it was the will of God. You follow me? When you have faith in God, you accept what God allows. And don't question it. I don't question anymore. I just go with it. When I was in prayer one Wednesday, he said, I'm going to double the size of your church. He has tripled it from when he told it to me. We have not had one program. We have not had a membership drive. We have not sold a TV, raffled off a night with the pastor. We have not done any fleshly thing to get people here. All we've done is lift up Jesus. And as long as I have breath in this body, that's all we're going to do. All right, how does the just live?
By faith.
How?
By faith.
Negative situations come. We'll show you next week how to deal with those things. Please, stop thinking you're not going to have problems. I'm going to show you from the Word of God. Faith helps you meet the problem head on. Don't run from it. Learn, extract from the experience, and then overcome it. So, meet, extract, overcome. Meet, extract, overcome. Meet, extract, overcome. That's faith. Don't run from it. Meet it head on. Face it. Then extract what you need from it, and then overcome it.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10517A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit EricLambertMinistries.com. EricLambertMinistries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit EricLambertMinistries.com and add to your digital library today.